Hello and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, brand strategist for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay. Hi, everyone. I am back for another episode. And this week, I'm going to talk about 5 tips for overcoming self-doubt in business and in entrepreneurship. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because I saw so many times within myself along my business journey of just getting started and really getting the confidence to fully dive in and go after what I wanted in business, I noticed how self-doubt was something that made it take way longer than it needed to take. And I have noticed this in my work being a full-time entrepreneur as well, because with the business I had been running the last 2 years, I would have discovery calls as one of my first steps for anybody to work with me. And I talked to a ton of people too who I knew had great potential. And during the discovery calls, I could tell like they were kind of in this place where they had a lot of self-doubt that was holding them back from really making money in their businesses. And so for a quick little recap on my story, I got the whole idea to start my business way back in 2014, and I did not take it full time until fall 2018, which will pretty much be 2 years ago, this September 2020, and it didn't have to take that long at all. Like, it did not take me 4 years. I was not selling something overly complicated. I just wanted to sell a service, pretty much. And of course, selling a service is not rocket science. You just need to know how to do marketing and all the things that I teach in my program, The Successful Service Provider. It's pretty straightforward strategies that you can just implement and go and be on the way to a full-time business. And a lot of it I kind of knew before, and maybe some of it I didn't know. But I just say all that to say it wasn't overly complex to where it took like 4 years to make enough money. It just took 4 years because I would kind of start like off and on and kind of get discouraged and maybe make a little bit of progress and then experience some self-doubt. And then I kind of thought I needed, I don't know, I just had all these arbitrary like fake deadlines in my head. Like I needed to wait until I had like 7 years of experience, or I needed to be a certain age first before I could be serious about a full-time business, or I needed to have X number of extra corporate jobs first to just get more life experience before I could create a full-time business. And then I would also have self-doubt sometimes when things didn't really go my way in business. Like if I was trying to work with a client interaction that didn't quite go the way I wanted it to, then that would kind of put me in this doubtful place to be like, is it all worth it? And can I even do it? This is hard. So I just had so much stuff that came up over those 4 years that made the time just expand like that to where it took that long. And if I would have known, I guess how to really work through the self-doubt a bit more, then I could have definitely taken it full-time way faster. But I was just kind of doing all this stuff. It was new to me. I didn't really know anybody else with a business. Like everybody else I know has a 9-to-5. My parents, very traditional in their career paths. Like my dad had like the blue collar type job and was not into entrepreneurship at all. All they taught was just to go to college and get a good job. So just without really having any support from like-minded people around, plus the self-doubt inflicted on myself, it made it take a long time. So I'm sure a lot of you guys may be out there like that too, where maybe you do have plans where you would love to start a business that's profitable. You would love to have like a profitable side hustle or just leave your 9-to-5 to be able to create your own flexible lifestyle of freedom, to be able to control your income, or maybe to change your career and do work you enjoy. But you may be having the same thing where maybe you don't know anyone else around you with a business and people think you're crazy or you're wasting your time working on this like little business that probably won't even make any money. And so maybe you are stuck in this place of like self-doubt where you're questioning like, will this even work for me, or am I good enough, or Am I equipped enough? And can this even be possible for me? So I know what that's like if that's where you are right now. And these five strategies will help you to really just kind of overcome that self-doubt so you can stop being stuck and you can get on the path to making progress faster, and you don't have to make stuff take 4 years that could only really be done in like a year and a half or 2 years, honestly. Because it's funny, in my business, once I was like, okay, I'm done with all this doubt stuff, I'm just going to go for it. Then I was able to replace my corporate income the first year I took my business full time, the first full calendar year. And so it's just funny, like how drastically things change when I just changed my attitude and went for it with the stuff that I knew I needed to be doing to make more money. And I just went for it anyway. And the results were just so much more different. And it happened so fast because I just stopped all the doubt and stopped all the off and on work and just got super serious. So anyway, so the first tip strategy is to make sure you get better at what you do as you do the work to make more money in your business. And so I know a lot of times our self-doubt may come from, sometimes we may feel like maybe with us doing something new in our business, maybe we feel like we're not that great at it yet, or maybe we feel like we have a ways to go to get better. But all of that stuff is totally normal. But the thing is, you can't spend too long in what I like to call that like preparation mode. Because to me, I feel like I spent a bit too much time there too, like trying to kind of like learn a new skill, because I was trying to learn web design years ago. That was what I initially did before I moved into online courses and coaching. But with the new skill that I was trying to learn with design, I was like, okay, I have to get better at it. I have to take classes. I have to practice. And I did all that practice and stuff, but I feel like I made it into a bit of a perfectionist thing, like taking it too far, too long, to where I was just stuck practicing and stuff so long to where I barely made any money. And that can happen with you too. Like you can maybe feel like, oh, I have to get better at this, but I'm going to hold off on like charging, or hold off on making my business official and officially putting myself out there to get real paying clients until I feel prepared. But that is a really big mistake, and that doesn't really help you get more confident either, because you're not really going to get better at it until you actually just start booking clients and getting into the flow and into the process of doing the work in your business. And then you'll start to notice like, okay, I think I can improve that here, and I think I can improve this other thing there. And then you really even boost your confidence too, like as you start charging. Because I remember when I first got like my little $100 first payment for doing a website when I was in preparation mode, it really did boost my confidence and my self-esteem to just get that first payment. So from there, I ended up going up to like $500. Well, really, I had agreed to do that project for free and he just paid me anyway. But then that first $500 one, even though that was the only one I could give, but I was still felt a boost of confidence from there, and then went up to the 1500 rate, and then 2000 and 5000. So as I kind of continued to book people and to generate more and more income from the services that I was selling, my confidence came more and more. But also at the same time, I was still honing my skills and getting better as I did the work. And so like I was still looking for ways to do a better job with clients, or looking for ways to create a better outcome with the work that I was producing. And so you don't have to like be a perfectionist person with everything super perfect and great to start charging people for what you do and to start marketing and putting it out there. Like you can start where you are right now and decide like, I'm going to go for this and I'm going to get better as I go along, but I'm still going to make some type of money off of it to kind of help boost your confidence and to help you just really get better as you go. Because the more you just kind of stay in your little hole and think you need to keep preparing and think you need to keep reading books, or think you need to keep studying or just whatever you think you need to keep doing to prepare in the background and like your little cave at home, instead of putting yourself out there to the world to kind of get better as you do the work with real people, then you're really just slowing down your progress when you do that. Like you get so much more stronger at whatever it is that you do when you offer it to other people, And your confidence is going to be boosted a lot more when you start charging. And then as you get a couple of clients, like raise your rates a little bit more and then raise it a little bit more until you're at the ultimate rate where you want to be. So you just have to start, though. And you can't just sit there feeling doubtful, waiting on that doubt to go away to start. Because the thing is, if you wait on the doubt to go away for you to actually get started and start charging, it's never going to happen. And you will look up 5 or 10 years from now and still be in the same place and still pretty much not have made any money in your business, or maybe not even have started yet. And you do not want that. And so the second piece is to make sure you, is to make sure you speak to yourself in an empowering way. So a lot of times we are our own worst critics, as they say, because we kind of tell ourselves all these negative things like, oh, why did you say that? And we kind of berate ourselves in our head, or tell ourselves we're not good enough, or I don't know. We kind of talk to ourselves really negative sometimes. And instead of talking to yourself negative, try to start like catching that stuff and then speak to yourself in a way that's empowering and telling yourself like, oh, I can do this. Like, I may not know how to do it now, but I can figure it out. Or maybe this XYZ thing didn't go the way I wanted it to go, but I can try something else. So you kind of have to like start to train your brain to really think in an empowering way and to speak to yourself and encourage yourself in an empowering way too, because that will make all the difference in how you're able to overcome self-doubt. Because I know it's really easy, like if something may not go your way right away, or if you maybe you're doing something new out of your comfort zone that you've never done before, and it's really, really easy to just go into this feeling of self-doubt, like, oh, I don't know how to do that, so I'm not gonna try it, or that feels really uncomfortable to me, so I'm just gonna stay out of it. But what you have to do is learn how to talk to yourself in an empowering way, because I noticed people even do this with investing in themselves and their businesses too. Like, instead of investing in the course or in the coach that they know could actually help them and help propel them to make more money, they get in this place of so much self-doubt, kind of thinking like, oh, what if I can't make the money back? Or what if I don't get enough sales? Or what if I'm not good enough to make this business work? When really you need to be empowering yourself like, oh, I can make my money back with one sale, like telling yourself good things, and then telling yourself like, I'm equipped to figure this out. Like, I'm going to make the most of this information and implement it and make my money back as soon as possible. Like, you have to speak to yourself in a driven, like empowering way. And that is what's going to help you overcome self-doubt. So I know it's tough to do when you're used to just maybe talking down on yourself, and maybe people around you are kind of like that too, maybe more Debbie Downers or maybe more pessimistic than optimistic. But you have to learn how to like tune that stuff out and be empowering to yourself. If you need to, one of my favorite exercises to do is to write out like maybe all the possible like self-doubts that I could be thinking about, and then write them all down on a piece of paper. And then on like in a column on the left side of the paper, then on the right side of the paper, write the opposite of each one, like an empowering belief. So like if there was this belief I used to have like, oh, well, I'm scared I may not get any clients and I may lose all my money or something crazy like that. And so I would write an opposite of that would be like, I know I'm going to get clients. Great clients are finding me every day. And I know I'm going to make plenty of money and be in abundance, or just something more encouraging that's the opposite. And so what you can do when you have that list of those encouraging affirmations, you can like look at that list like every day and start to train your brain to make that normal. Because that's the thing, you want to revert, you want to convert from all the pessimistic, like negative stuff being your normal. You want to move away from that, and you want the more optimistic, encouraging stuff to be like the new normal for how you think. Like, that makes such a difference in how you react to problems in your business and just kind of in life in general too, and just your reactions and how you're able to be a resilient person in your life and a person who can overcome things, like no matter what comes your way. And so the third tip is to make sure you act despite the fear, and you make acting despite the fear something that is basically just normal to you. So again, this is definitely a brain reprogramming thing, because the reason why there's like a lot of science behind why fear bubbles up in our brain so much. But pretty much all it is like a protection mechanism. So our brains are just kind of wired to put us through the motions every day, to kind of run our bodies like a computer program, sort of, where we're just kind of like on autopilot, just going through the motions, doing the same thing every single day. So whenever you do something out of that norm of the program that's just running every day, your brain is like, oh, wait, hold up. Like, this isn't normal. We don't do this. So your brain goes into like protection mode, kind of trying to protect you from the unknown, because they say like in the primal days, like when humans were out in the woods with like the animals and stuff, like that fear, that adrenaline would kick in to protect us from real like physical danger, like in the woods. And so since we don't really have that real like physical danger anymore living in the modern world, the fear props up to protect us from things that our brains think are dangerous, just things that are just basically unfamiliar to our minds that our brains may think is scary or whatever. But that fear is just going to come up. It's just wired, hardwired into everybody. And anytime we try something new, like it doesn't matter whether you are an experienced entrepreneur or you're a new entrepreneur, there's always going to be new levels and new things that you have to do and you have to try, and risk you have to take, and investments you have to make in yourself that may be scary to go live. It may be scary to buy the course you've been looking at. It may be scary to get that first client to pay you and have to live up to what you say you were going to deliver. Like, all of this stuff can be scary, but you have to learn how to like just act despite the fear, because one of the best parts of it is that once you do something that was scary, the next time it comes up, it's like not a big deal at all. It's like pretty much just becomes your new normal, like I said, and it becomes second nature. And you're like, oh, I can't believe I used to be scared of that. Like, you will look back once time goes by and you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's so funny that that was the biggest thing that I was scared of back then. But you never get to the point where you actually are able to look back on your progress to where you've overcome it, unless you like pretty much just allow yourself to overcome the fear anyway, in the moment. So the fear is never going to go away. Like I said, no matter what level you get on in business, because even once you become established in business, then you're going to be ready to grow, and you're going to have to do new things that are scary to help you grow the business that are uncomfortable too. So it's going to keep coming up. So you have to just normalize getting yourself into action despite the fear. And once you actually do the thing that you're scared of, then you, like I said, you'll look back on it and you'll kind of almost laugh and be like, why was I even tripping and scared of that? Like, that makes no sense. And then the fourth tip is to find people who inspire you. So this was one of the big things that really helped me when I was in the corporate world, because like I said, I didn't know any entrepreneurs, even really the friends that I have in corporate. They're all still in corporate. So none of them care to be an entrepreneur. They actually liked their jobs. They weren't like me. They weren't people who hated their jobs like I was. So I was that person that hated the job and wanted to go, but they were not. So a lot of times I did sometimes feel like alone in my pursuit. But what I did was just online. I noticed that there were all these entrepreneurs online, like living really cool lifestyles and doing the things that I wanted to do. So I just started to make sure I was kind of looking at people online and kind of looking at them as inspiration to see like, okay, there are people who are doing this. And then even like books that were written by people who maybe overcame things or maybe had a story where they started from nothing and then they built a successful business or that type of thing. I would like consume books like that and then seek out those people online. And then that started to kind of train me to normalize what I wanted in my life too. And it really helped to encourage me because I was like, okay, these other people can do it. They're normal. Like, they're not like superheroes or or just like superhuman or I don't know, like really, really high IQs. Like, everybody is pretty normal, but they just decided to really go after what they wanted and they made it. So I would just look at them as like inspiration for like, if they can do it and they can make it, then I know I can make it too, because I'm just as capable as anybody else out there. And like I said, seeing other people do something that I wanted to do, that kind of helped to make it normal. Because I know when you don't see influences around you who do it or people who share your values and share how you think, it can be a little hard to feel confident about what you want to do, but you have to just seek out those other people in the world, because there are a lot of people out there. We may not necessarily see them every day or like have them in our inner circle right now, but there are a lot of people out there who do have aspirations like yours, but you just have to seek them out and make sure you are consuming their stuff as inspiration as well. And then the final tip that I recommend is developing a vision for your life. So to me, this is one of the hugest tips out there because it gets real. Like once you start to really admit to yourself the type of lifestyle that you want to do, that you want to have, and then how do you actually want to spend your time when you wake up every day? Because a lot of times we look up and then before we know it, especially as adults, I feel like time started for some reason with when I left college, it felt like time just flew by so quick. And before I knew it, I was like 30. And time goes by really, really quick as an adult because you're kind of just going through the motions, doing like the same thing every day. But if, of course, we're all doing that, that's pretty normal. But if you want to be making sure you're using your time on the earth to do what you really want to do, you have to know, like, well, really, I guess, admit to yourself, like, what do I want to be doing every day when I wake up? Like, am I spending my time in a way that I enjoy? Am I spending time with my family like I want to? Or am I enjoying my quality of life? Or do I, like, dread waking up every day? Or am I tired of being in horrible commutes? And do I feel like I never get to see my kids enough because I'm always having to rush off to the office? Like, whatever it is that you want out of your lifestyle, be honest with yourself about it and don't apologize for what you want. Because I know when I was kind of realizing with myself that I wanted a lifestyle that was just more flexible, I did sort of feel a little bit guilty, I guess, because being in the corporate world, even though I didn't like my jobs, but I still knew they were okay jobs, I guess, for people who did want to work in sales. So I'm sure a lot of people would have probably been like, oh my gosh, you work there like in sales. That's amazing. But for me, I didn't like it. And I was kind of pretty much dreading to wake up every day, hating my commutes and being just really, really bored and not intrigued and just feeling like I had all this untapped potential to unleash that was not being unleashed at all. That was just pretty much dormant until I started working on my business in my free time. So I used to sometimes kind of feel a little bit guilty, like, well, why don't I just like this life that everybody else would probably like? Like, huh, what's wrong with me? Why I don't like it? But I was like, well, whatever. Like, we're not all created the same. Like, everybody is created with different values, with different interests, different hobbies or whatever. So if you don't like what other people like, that's okay. Like, you have the power to be honest with yourself about what you want and what you like and what your vision for your life looks like. Like, what do you want to do as the first thing when you wake up in the morning? What do you want to spend your day doing all day? What do you want to do up until you go to bed at night? How often do you want to go on trips and vacations and all that kind of stuff? Like, do you want to be able to put your kids through college so that they don't have to even get student loans like we did? Like, whatever it is that you want to do, admit that to yourself, be 100% honest with it, and don't be apologetic about going after what you want. Because to me, the vision is the biggest thing that will help you overcome your self-doubt. Because once you're clear on your vision and what you want for your life, then you can start taking the steps every day that guide you to the vision. And if you do have a rough day, like at work, or if something in business doesn't go as planned, or if you just kind of go through a little bout of where that self-doubt kind of kicks in and you kind of are dealing with a confidence issue one day. But if you like check yourself and you like, okay, let me remind myself of the vision I'm working for the lifestyle that I want. And that helps you come back to reality of like, okay, if I want to bring this lifestyle to life and I want to make it real, I'm going to have to do something to get myself there. Like, it doesn't just fall in your lap one day, this dream flexible lifestyle that you want, making all the money you want, like that doesn't just fall out the sky. But it's absolutely possible when you are focused and you actually do the work to bring it to reality for you. So whenever things get tough, remind yourself of your vision, and then that'll help you get back on track to putting the work in to get yourself on track to get where you want to go. Because that's been my biggest thing. That's the main thing, honestly, that made me leave the corporate world because I sat down and did like this exercise from a book I love. It's actually called Billionaire Success Habits by Dean Graziosi. But that was a great book that I enjoy to kind of help boost my confidence. And then he had an exercise in there about writing out your dream day and your dream lifestyle and like looking up the ideal place where you would want to live and how often do you want to go on vacation and how much does all this stuff cost? And so when I kind of looked at like how much everything costs for the way I wanted to live, I was like, okay, well, the kind of lifestyle I want and the flexibility I want around like not really going to an office every day and wanting to travel more and then wanting to make a higher amount of money so I could go on vacation more often. Oh yeah. And then even the vacation day thing too, that you have with a 9-to-5, I knew with the way I wanted to be traveling, just the standard 10 vacation days a year is not enough. So I was like, okay, over the long term, for what I actually really want, this type of 9-to-5 life does not align with it. So that kind of pushed me to be like, okay, well, put yourself on the path. You have these skills. You've just been sleeping on your skills and not using them. And that's what made me actually kind of more so take the plunge and just quit to take the thing full time after a failed job search or whatever. So I was like, forget this job search. I'm not even getting the jobs I thought I wanted. And after I looked back and thought about it, as far as lifestyle went and even income potential, the jobs that I was going for would not have supported the lifestyle that I wanted and would not have given me the income that I really wanted either. So whatever your vision looks like for you, no matter what that might be, you might want to be home with your kids more. Maybe you don't care about vacations. You just want to be home with your family. And that's like your ideal vision for you. Maybe you want to do more volunteer work in your free time. And that's the ideal vision for you. Like whatever it looks like for you, write it down, be honest with yourself, and don't feel guilty or feel bad about wanting a change, because we all deserve to be happy while we're here. We deserve to live our lives to the fullest, to express our full potential, and to not look back on our lives like once we get to our deathbeds with regret, because that's one of the biggest things with me too. Like I don't want to be 70, 80 years old and be looking back like, dang, I should have went for XYZ, this so-and-so thing, and I just didn't do it because I was scared. Like, that's one of the biggest fears. Like, I honestly fear more not doing what I want and then looking back with regret all these years later instead of actually doing what I want. Because 9 times out of 10, when you go after what you want, it does work out. Like, honestly, to me, the only time things don't work out is if you just give up on it. And I honestly think a lot of times when people, quote unquote, give up, it's because they didn't really want it that bad. Just like me with the job search. Like I could have kept searching for that particular job that I was looking for before I took my business full time, but I didn't really want that. So I gave up. So I guess you could consider that like a failed job search. But I don't know. At the end of the day, I didn't really want to keep going for it and keep working on it. So I stopped. And a lot of times it's like that in business too. People love to throw around statistics of business failures. But when people's businesses, quote unquote, fail, it's because they didn't really want to do it. Because all you have to do is just try something else. Like there's always a plan B, a plan C, a plan D when the first plan does not work out in your business. So if you just really didn't really want to do the business that bad, then you just quit, you do something else. So I guess on paper, technically that's a failure. But in reality, it's like, you just didn't want to do it, especially if you're doing it online. Like I do get it if it's a brick and mortar business that's kind of like running out of money, that has a lot of overhead costs. But if you're doing something online and you just quote unquote quit and quote unquote fail, it's definitely because you didn't want to do it, because you don't really have hardly any overhead costs. All you have to do is pay for software for like email tools and maybe a website. And your costs are very low, like compared to paying employees and inventory and a building and all that. Like that is a lot of risk that can definitely have more potential of failure. But if you're selling some type of service through online that you can sell from home, your quote unquote risk of failure is just little to none, unless you just really end up doing it and you hate it. Then just stop. But if you really are committed to it, all you have to do is just keep working until you figure out a way that works and you will be fine. So whatever your vision is for you and your life, be honest about it. Don't be afraid of quote unquote failure. Be more afraid of getting to the end of your life and not doing what you really wanted to do because you were too scared. Like, don't let that fear stop you. So I'm going to recap really quick on my 5 tips for overcoming self-doubt in business. So tip number 1 is to make sure you get better as you go, as you actually start doing the work and getting clients. Don't feel like you have to be in this perfect place before you can charge people and really put yourself out there, because you get better by just starting and just starting to charge, which actually boosts your confidence when you start to get actual people paying you for what you're doing. And then make sure you speak to yourself in an empowering way. So whatever like negative things you typically say to yourself, or all these fears that typically come up around business, rewrite those fears into something empowering, into actually the thing that you want, and use those as like affirmations to boost your confidence. And then the 3rd thing is to act despite the fear and make that normal. So in everything you do, anything that's new, our brains are just wired to just kind of protect us. That's all the fear is doing. So it's going to always come up. So you just have to normalize acting despite the fear, so you can go after what you want. Because if you constantly let that fear stop you, you're always going to be in the same place year after year. And then the 4th tip is to make sure you find people who inspire you and who are kind of like giving you the inspiration, knowing that what to kind of like know that what you want is possible. So there may be people who you find online, or books you want to read, or like biographies or self-help books of people who kind of are doing what you want to do. So make sure you check out people like that and look at them as inspiration, especially maybe when the people around you don't necessarily have the same aspirations as you do. And then the final tip is to develop a vision for your life. So whatever you want your dream lifestyle to look like, from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed, all 12 months of the year, like have a full vision for what that would look like for you, and where you would live and what you would be doing, and how much time would you spend with your family, and how much down free time and vacation time would you have. And don't feel guilty about it. Like, whatever it is that you want, you deserve it. And just know that it's 100% possible to bring that vision to reality when you stay committed to doing the work. Because all you have to do when you feel like you're having a down moment, or you're kind of getting stuck in doubt, is remind yourself of your vision. And know that the only way you're going to get there is if you stay committed to working and to pushing forward, no matter what. So those are my 5 tips. And again, the Successful Service Provider Program is open for one more day. It closes for enrollment, and then I don't open it up again for several months from now. So if you have not enrolled yet, make sure you grab your spot. That program is a 6-week program to help you learn how to attract clients who will pay you $1,000 and more for your services. And then it also helps you like learn how to get booked out by getting referrals and all of that stuff. So make sure you check out the details for that program. The link is with this episode if you are interested. So thanks for checking out the episode, and I will talk to you in the next one. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your online business, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. I'll talk to you in the next episode.